Days, Wednesday, widely scattered thunderstorms during the day. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 2nd, 9 to 5. Sunday, April 3rd, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 2nd, 9 to 5. Sunday, April 3rd, 10 to 4. At the Castine Center, Mandeville. Partly cloudy skies, warm, and it's getting a bit more humid. Tomorrow, a little more humid than today.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, let's welcome everybody to the show again this Monday, and we got a lot to talk about. We always talk about great events in the city. We talk about sports, the Pelicans, and Final Four coming up this Saturday, and then Monday night's a national championship game. But let's start with one of the great events, an annual event, the CAC Contemporary Arts Center. Just so many great things, modern contemporary art, exhibits, lectures, concerts. They have their fundraiser coming up, the Sweet Arts Gala, and we have Laura Tennyson with us, who's the Director of Communications at the CAC. So, Laura, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Mitch, for having me. I'm very happy to be with you this Monday. And as you mentioned, there are so many things going on in New Orleans.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we've got a good economic shot with the Final Four coming up, with the people coming in later this week. And, of course, the games are on Saturday afternoon, evening, and then Monday night's the championship game. But that's always good for the economy. And the fact that you guys are doing your event again is good as well to get back to normalcy. So, you know, it's a great event. It's coming up Friday night, April 1st. And everybody knows where the CAC is on Camp Street, 900 Camp Street. And so tell us a little bit what you guys got planned this Friday evening.
Well, we are thrilled to be presenting Sweet Arts 2022. It's Through the Astral Plane is the theme. And what that means is kind of like a multi-sensory journey through the event from 7 till midnight. 7 to 8 is our patron party, and we're calling that the Celestial Circle Patron Party. And that's going to be an exclusive gathering of CAC supporters and donors with cocktails, Fleur de Lis doing the catering, and we have music by DJ Ann Glaviano. Mm-hmm. And during the patron party is when we'll be recognizing the CAC 2022 honorees. And they include some incredible people who've made some great contributions to New Orleans. We have Harold Clark, who is a couturier, and some of your listeners may remember that Harold has this beautiful boutique on the bottom of the Ritz on Canal Street, and he specializes in beautiful weddings and special event designs. And he's been recognized, you know, by all of the fashion magazines, and his work has been seen on all the red carpets from the Oscars to the Grammys. And he's never been recognized in the city, and we want to just contribute, you know, acknowledge that fashion is art as well. So Harold Clark, we have Mario Vila, who was an artist, and we always recognize folks who have passed on as well. So Mario is in memoriam. He was an incredible furniture and artist designer who had a store on Magazine Street and was very well collected. We're also recognizing Elizabeth Betty Farr Moran, who's a philanthropist in memoriam. Both her and Mario passed away over the last year. And then we're also recognizing a really prolific actress, Lynn Whitfield, who some of you may know from the Josephine Baker story. She had a film called Eve's Bayou that was filmed here in Louisiana. And she is a wonderful, beautiful soul actress She resides in New Orleans, and so we're really thrilled to have someone of her stature that we're recognizing. And then the last honoree is a filmmaker by the name of T.G. Harrington. And he is also lives here in New Orleans, but he's Hollywood. He has done some great, great documentaries and films. He did The Free State of Jones with Matthew McConaughey. And he has this great documentary about Mr. Okra, who used to be a fruit peddler, that, you know, he would ride around the streets of New Orleans selling his fruit. And that's one of my favorite documentaries. So it's T.G. Harrington, Lynn Whitfield, Harold Clark, and then in memoriam, Betty Farr Moran and Mario Villa. So the core of Sweet Arts has always been to recognize folks who have contributed to the arts and cultural community of New Orleans. But then it turns into a party. So from 8 o'clock on till midnight is the Sweet Arts Ball. And, you know, we'll have specialty bars, DJ Say Funk, DJ Otto. We're leaning into the digital and visual kind of design. So the whole building will be lit up in as if you're going into the universe, into the astral plane. And then it's going to, at 10 o'clock on, it turns into the Lucid Dreaming Late Night with DJ Otto. And then also guests will be able to see and enjoy the current spring exhibition called Hashtag Fail that we are presenting right now, featuring the work of 25 artists from across the U.S. So it's a night of music, art, and exploration. And, you know, Mitch, you probably remember we've been doing this since 1984. Sweet Arts is kind of one of the legacy events of New Orleans. And it started with a bunch of upstart artists taking over that warehouse down on Cam Street. Not really taking it over. Mr. Bestoff, really, Sidney Bestoff, who we lost this year as well, was very instrumental in donating the warehouse to these artists and thus became the Contemporary Arts Center. So, you know, we're taking a moment to celebrate all of those people in New Orleans and who have contributed to making this such a vibrant, artistic, and cultural city. So we invite everyone to come out. Tickets are still available. You can purchase them at the cacno.org. That's our website. Or you can walk in to 900 Camp Street and also purchase tickets to the Sweet Arts Ball. And guess what our dress code is, Mitch?
Okay, go ahead. Give it to me.
It is Planetary Astral Funky. So you can come, you know, channel the universe and the planets and come dressed. So it's like your second chance to keep the Mardi Gras spirit alive and wear a costume if you like. Or just a little fancy, but more fun than formal.
Well, sounds great. It's always a great event. Like you said, I've been many times. It's always a wonderful presentation. And I know they do so many wonderful things at the CAC. So we got to run. But in the last 30 seconds, the money tell us where the money goes for this event.
Yeah, the 100% of the proceeds go to support the programs of the Contemporary Arts Center, which includes exhibitions, performances, artists in residency programs, education, panels, as you mentioned earlier. We see ourselves as a center as opposed to just a museum. So it's a lot of activities occur all at the same time, and it's multidisciplinary, meaning that it's both dance, it's performance, it's theater, it's visual arts as well. So that's where the funds go to support the program.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, all the success, and I know you guys always put on a great presentation and great food, drinks, a party, music, all that good stuff. So thanks for joining us this afternoon, Laura.
Thank you, Mitch, for having us, and we hope to see you there.
Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate that. And That was Laura Tennyson, who is the director of communications at the Contemporary Arts Center, 900 Camp Street, this Friday night. So it does not conflict with any of the Final Four games. The Final Four is on Saturday and Monday, so that's a perfect opportunity. Hopefully we get some people who are in town for the Final Four to stop by as well. So anyway, CACNO.org is a website this Friday, which is actually the first, April 1st. We didn't mention that. April 1st is the date, and it's 7 o'clock is the patron party, and then 8 to midnight is the gala. We'll be back with more of the show live, talking a little bit of Saints and Pelicans right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season. For LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574. Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer. All right, my next guest has been on with me many times before. He covers the Saints through Sports Illustrated, John Hendricks. John, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mitch. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, man? Hey, so a lot of changes with the Saints. We haven't talked in a few weeks, but, you know, we got Dennis Allen, the new coach. I believe Pete Carmichael is going to be calling the plays. So we have, you know, some consistency, some continuity. Jameis Winston coming back. I got to ask you this question. We've had Marcus Williams went on to Baltimore, and we've made some different, fix some things and make some changes. But the thing that concerns me, and you can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, about Jameis Winston. You know, I know he was productive for the Saints before the injury, but it did not seem like there was other interest, I mean, with other teams. Remember we heard at the end of the season that the Steelers would be interested in Jameis Winston, maybe a couple other teams. So that concerns me a little bit, unless I'm wrong about that, that I'm not thrilled with going to a guy who nobody else really had interest in. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Are you feel like there was interest with other teams with Jameis Winston? And how do you feel about him coming back, also with the issue of his recovery from a major injury?
Yeah, so the Colts were the other team that was interested in him. Obviously, that changed with things with Matt Ryan acquiring them. But, you know, look, I think that was one of those things where they were kind of figuring out where the market was. And, I mean, a lot of teams were in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. You know, this quarterback market kind of just changed everything really quickly when Russell Wilson went off the board and Aaron Rodgers was going to return and such. I mean, you still got guys like Jimmy Garoppolo out there and Baker Mayfield. But, look, I just tell you that, you know, I think going Jameis Winston is a smart move. I thought that was the one that he would make all along just because it makes the most sense. And, yeah, I get he's got some concerns there with the ACL injury. And, you know, the good news is he didn't suffer the MCL injury like they thought and had to have surgery because that would have been a longer road. But should be ready to go. They do have major concerns because now they just re-signed Traquan Smith to a two-year deal. So their receiving core looks exactly the same as last year. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to get it done, especially when you lost Terron Armstead too.
Well, this is make a case for me, because I don't know if you can convince me or not, but I think that, and I don't understand why Jimmy Garoppolo, there's not a lot of interest, not only the Saints, but other teams, or Baker Mayfield, why you don't think they would have been a better fit for the Saints. I know Winston played here, so he has that advantage, but I kind of think Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. I don't know about Baker Mayfield, but he's younger, a little bit younger, and you know, he's motivated as you know what from what happened in Cleveland. But so you feel that there's no great case to make for either one of those guys. You feel Jameis Winston's a right fit for the Saints?
Yeah, look, here's the thing. I know Baker Mayfield, this is a guy I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. I just don't like how things unfolded in Cleveland for him, especially with the Odell Beckham Jr. stuff. I mean, look, that's just a hard thing to look at. And then obviously you see how Odell just thrives, right? And after he left and got a Super Bowl ring. So that would be my concern. Now, the thing with Jimmy Garoppolo is his shoulder injury. And look, I think, you know, when you look at it, obviously you can say, hey, there's another guy that had shoulder problems and came back and lit it up, and that was Drew Brees. But with Garoppolo, the thing is you'd have to trade assets to get him, and there's no guarantee that he is going to be ready. If it was a situation where he was a free agent and that you took a look, I think the Saints would have been way more interested in trying to jump on that train. But giving up draft capital, which now you have a good bit of with not having to unload a whole bunch of first-round picks and stuff, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that is really going to is why you were in this kind of boat. And I think Winston makes sense. Again, he was doing well, 5-2 as a starter, freak injury, 14 touchdown, 3 interception ratio. He's going to have better support around him to be doing well. But I think with free agency, with weapons still out there, and with the draft coming, having those, I think you have the opportunity to do it. But Winston's going to have a lot of pressure on him. And I'm not so sure that doesn't mean that they don't draft a quarterback at 18.
I said it all along. We talked a few weeks ago after the season. I know Howell's doing his pro day today at UNC, and I've always, that's a guy I like, but nobody seems to agree with me. But you're right. I would support the Saints in picking a quarterback in the first round, because I think they need to do that, because Jameis Winston's obviously not a long-term situation. Do you read anything into Armstead and Williams and some of these guys leaving, or you think they just left for more money?
I think it's more money. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. And Armstead, you know, I put it out there after it happened. I was a little surprised he's getting $15 million a year. And I know the guy is super talented and he's great at what he does, but his availability is always the question mark. And so, again, yeah, you're paying him as a top left tackle and paying him a good bit. Look, it was just really concerned that he was getting that much money and didn't have maybe more incentives built into his contract and just different things like that. And so I think that's a big loss. And I think Marcus Williams is obviously a big loss too. But, you know, I think he went out there and he tested the market and said, hey, I want top dollar, and he's not going to get top dollar, obviously. And so he settled on a different deal. And look, the Saints signing Marcus May is a really smart move. Daniel Sorensen, a guy they picked up, he's more of a special team guy. He's probably this year's Jeff Heath, if anything. And so, look, I don't feel as bad about the Williams loss just because they picked up May. But now you're in a situation, again, draft-wise, that you could draft a left tackle, a future left tackle, kind of like you got with Ryan Ramczyk. But, I mean, the thing is, with the way free agency has already played out and the fact that they still have all these answers to a lot of questions, I mean, they're going to have to hit home runs in this draft class because you can't bring undrafted guys to get this thing done. You're in a new regime with Dennis Allen. I know Mickey is still there, obviously, with and Jeff Ireland, but look, you're a lot of pressure is on this team now to get this thing right. Because offensively, I mean, I call it for what it is, especially with the Kamara suspension potentially coming. It's not looking good.
Yeah, I was just in Kansas City, and Sorensen, a lot, you know, they had mixed feelings, the Chiefs fans, about him. But with Marcus Williams, I was okay with that. I think we did fine with his replacement. Marcus Williams always had that stigma with that play, you know, the Minnesota Miracle. And I know he played fairly well for the Saints. He was, you know, he had some good days and good games and bad games. But I think we're okay with that. But I'll leave you with what are they going to do with Mike Thomas? What are your thoughts on what happens to Mike Thomas? It doesn't seem like he's real happy, but then suddenly you hear these reports that he and the Saints are getting along great. I don't know what his relationship with Jameis Winston is. What do you think about him?
Yeah, everything is that I've heard on Mike Thomas's camp is everything's great. Everything's good. He's hungry. He's ready to go. Things have been patched up in the front office, so I don't buy any type of disgruntled stuff. This is a guy that just wants to come play, right? And I think for Saints, he's got a lot to prove right now. And so I know before Thomas or Jameis Winston was looking forward to working with Michael Thomas. I mean, he's had some really great receivers he's worked with in the past, is Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, to name a couple. But, you know, look, this year, again, it's going to be imperative that Mike gets going. And, look, I think that you have to have more than that, right? And I know Jarvis Landry was the guy that the Saints were reportedly interested in, but he was looking for a lot of money. And the thing is, that contract that was given out to Christian Kirk kind of just killed the market. And so, look, I don't know what's going to end up happening there, but – you know, I know everything I've understood that, look, Thomas, everything's on the mend. Everything's been on the mend. Everything's great. And he's just a guy who's ready to play.
I hope you're right. I was, you know, several of the decisions, I thought they should have hired Doug Peterson as a head coach. I understand Dennis Allen with the continuity, but I think we kind of need to tweak things a little bit. So, hey, but that ship sailed. So he's going to be the coach, and we'll just see. I agree with you that we're going to have a good, solid draft, and the Saints have had some of those, so that's a possibility. Hey, John, it's always a pleasure, and let's keep in touch. Thanks, and we'll talk after the draft. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
All right, man. Thanks. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That was John Hendricks with Sports Illustrated. We've been doing the Saints radio show. We're going into our 11th year in the fall, and I've been one of those guys who's, I tell you like I see it, I'm not going to just agree with everything the Saints they do. I've been very critical of them, and I've praised them at times as well, but I just have not been enthusiastic about some of the decisions that have made. I think Doug Peterson would have been the coach I would have hired because maybe I could have attracted a different quarterback because he was a quarterback in the NFL, won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. I know it didn't turn out that well, but at least the guy got to the promised land and won, and Dennis Allen struggled in his head coaching stint with the Raiders. So we'll see how it goes. I got my fingers crossed. Let's hope everything works out well for the Saints. We'll be back with the second half of the show right after these messages.
A paid endorsement. Jeff Osteen. He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Joe Pepe and New York Life Insurance Company. They are a Fortune 500 company and have been in business for over 150 years, currently hiring entry-level life insurance agents and financial planners in the metropolitan New Orleans area. They provide investment opportunities and peace of mind for their clients. Call them or text them today at 833-DAT-LIFE.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, Jerry Murphy joins us, a former VP of Communications for CBS. We'll be joined by rally organizer Donny Middleton and discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Chad Rogers. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. A statewide poll looking ahead to the next governor's race shows it's wide open. Pollster John Cuvion of JMC Analytics asked 600 likely voters last week who they would vote for in 2023 among eight different potential candidates. And Republican Senator John Kennedy received the most support at 22%.
And I think it also helps Senator Kennedy, too, that of the three statewide elected officials, I polled their favorable and unfavorable name recognition. His was the best by far of all three.
After shooting at a marked Monroe police car early Sunday morning, four men are behind bars, and while no one was hurt, Monroe Mayor Friday Ellis says less than 1% of residents are causing 100% of the problems in the community. Ellis vowed to make sure those responsible will go away for a long time and that the fourth JDC does its job.
If you don't see through it, that these criminals go away, that I'll see to it that you are exposed. And I will definitely see to it that this community knows that this is the kind of violence that you yourself approve of and will allow to continue.
LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be
the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home
home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensberg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
All right, you know, we got March Madness down to the Final Four here in New Orleans, Louisiana this weekend. We got Saturday afternoon, we got the two big semifinal games. We got Villanova against Kansas, Kansas 4.5-point favorite, North Carolina against Duke. Duke's a 4-point favorite. That's the night game, so that, and the winners will play Monday night for the national championship. We got my buddy John Brady, who is the color analyst for the LSU basketball Tigers, on with us right now. So, John, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here, Mitch. How you been?
I'm doing good, man. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for doing some duty for me here for a few minutes. I want to ask you, before I get to the Final Four, which is this weekend in New Orleans, of course, we just talked about Villanova, Kansas, and then Duke and North Carolina play again the third time. As they are in the same conference, they play every year. LSU hire, the new hire, McMahon. I mean, I want to get your thoughts on that hire. I've heard a lot of praise. I mean, I know he's at Murray State. He had this guy who's doing pretty good at Memphis right now, Moran. So I want to get your thoughts on the new LSU hire.
Well, you know, actually, I don't know him. I've never met him, and you know, I'm looking forward to meeting him. In fact, right when the press conference, I was down in Florida, and I'm still down here in Florida, and I hadn't had a chance to get up and meet him. But I know a couple of people who are good friends with him, and everybody says good things about him. I think he's kind of an all business sort of coach. I think he's maybe what LSU needs in terms of bringing some kind of organization or maybe some integrity to it by what he's about and how he approaches his business, and I think that's what you know, the administration was looking for. And he's won games. He's won at a lower level. I understand how that is. You know, when LSU hired me, I was kind of in the same boat. So I'd never had as much success as this guy had at his age. So you know, like all of these hires, everybody says great things and time will tell, but I think on the front end, it's what LSU needed, and I think I'm looking forward to getting to know him and following the team like I've done the last 3 or 4 years, and looking forward to getting to know him as well.
Hey, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because we had Glenn Gilbo on the show last week, and I asked him, and at that time he was not officially the head coach, but it looked like he was going to be the guy. And he mentioned your name. He said, well, you know, a lot of schools will hire coaches from smaller schools or a lower division, whatever, and some of them turn out really good. And I don't know if you sent Glenn a check or something, but he mentioned your name. He said, what about John Brady? So, and you mentioned him as yourself compared, you know, although you say he's younger and everything, but he had John Morant, so he's had to deal with a superstar kind of guy on the team, which I think is a good thing as well. Hopefully he'll be able to recruit guys like John Morant. Now she's off to the races, and hopefully Glenn said he feels like the punishment from the NCAA will not be necessarily a ban on postseason, so that's a good thing as well. So I guess we could say, would you think that the future looks optimistic for LSU basketball?
Well, you know, certainly. I mean, but it's like anything else. Time will tell. I mean, there have been a lot of you know, this guy's more celebrated than I was when I came to LSU. No, you know, nobody knew who I was when I came there. This guy's had success. People know who he is. But, you know, it's like anything else that happens. Everybody thinks whoever they hire is going to do it and he's the best, or they wouldn't have hired him in the first place. Now, whether that pans out, who knows? So, I think on paper and what he's accomplished, I think he's going to do fine. I think he can X and O it. I think he can coach it. What remains to be seen is who he hires and can he recruit at the level necessary to put LSU in the position they want to be in. And I think that's going to be the biggest issue, is the recruiting of it. You know, you can steal a player at McMurray or whatever the case may be, and you know, but to recruit it at this level consistently, that's another thing. And I think the important thing is, and he has addressed it, on who he's going to hire. He just hired an assistant coach from Memphis, I read, that's supposed to have ties in the South. I don't know him either, but it's like anything else. It looks great on the front end, but time will tell. But I do have all the confidence in Scott Woodward and the decision he made and the decisions that he has made since he's been at LSU to hire coaches that'll be successful.
All right, before I get to the Final Four, I want to get your thoughts. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, too, about the SEC's performance in the tournament, which was disappointing. They did have Arkansas in the Elite Eight. I was really pulling for them against Duke, and it was not that close overall. And so I was a little bit disappointed about that. But I want to get your thoughts on that, the fact that the SEC had only one team that reached the Elite Eight. And although Arkansas did beat Gonzaga, so you have to give them credit for that, and maybe that just wore them out and they just didn't have anything left in the tank for Duke, but the performance of the SEC in the NCAA tournament.
Well, you and I have talked earlier and all year long, you know, these pundits that are hired by the SEC on the SEC network, they were talking about eight teams in the SEC going, or maybe nine at one time, and I never thought the SEC would get more than six, and I never thought it was an outstanding league. I thought we had two or three teams that were really capable of doing well, but I never thought it was seven or eight deep, and I'm not even sure it was really six deep, although I think there was a strong case for Texas A&M, particularly the way they finished the season. But I think the SEC was the third or fourth best league in the country. Throughout the year, they didn't do well in the NCAA tournament, but certainly I didn't think it was as great a league as other people thought it was, and I think the NCAA tournament has proven that out.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. It seems that happens on more than one occasion. I mean, I think last year Alabama was I think I even bet Alabama to win the national championship because you got like 25-1 and they struggled in the tournament. I think they won one or two games. But now we're in the Final Four, and I did bet Villanova to win the national championship, so I got them at 25-1. I like their chances against Kansas. I know Kansas looked good yesterday against Miami. I saw them play the other night, and I didn't think they looked that great in that other game in the Sweet 16. But what are your thoughts on that? I think it's going to be Villanova and Duke in the finals because I just think Duke's going to be tough to beat. I know it's his last year coaching, and I'm not for Duke, but how do you see it? I see it Villanova-Duke in the finals.
Well, I don't know how the player that tore his ACL is going to affect the player of the Villanova team in terms of depth and ability to shoot it from the perimeter, and I think that's one of their strengths. You know, I certainly think he'll have some play in Villanova's performance. You know, I always like Kansas because I always like Bill Self, regardless of what people want to say about him or this and that. I think Bill Self is one of the top five coaches in the country. I think his team defensively is always sound. He always gets good players to play. He seems to have an uncanny ability to win close games, and I think that's the mark of an outstanding coach, is how he coaches the last 5 minutes and the ability to win close games. So I like Kansas because of Bill Self and the talent level of his team. I think the size of Kansas is probably may make a difference in terms of rebounding the ball and protecting the basket. On the other side, I didn't like Carolina midway through the season, but certainly they have two or three pros on that team, and they just handled St. Mary's from the beginning, St. Peter's from the beginning to the end, you know, and it was but I do like Duke's team. I think Duke's team's playing for something a little bit extra. I see Duke and Kansas in the championship game, and at that point, you know, two outstanding coaches with two really good teams. I will give the edge mostly to Duke because of Krzyzewski's last game, and it wouldn't bother me at all to see Mike Krzyzewski win a national championship. I don't the hate for Duke out there. I don't have that as much. You know, I'm pretty relaxed on Krzyzewski because Mitch, in a funny way, Krzyzewski had a chance to beat me in 2006 when he was number one in the country. He couldn't do it, so it doesn't bother me if he wins it all.
I just think Jay Wright is the best coach in college basketball. I mean, as Coach K goes out into the sunlight, I just think Jay Wright. I disagree with you. No, I don't have. I think Bill Self's a good coach, but I just think Jay Wright's the better coach. We'll see a lot, because if Kansas does have the better team and Villanova is able to prevail, it's going to say a lot about Jay Wright, who's won two national championships. But there's a long way to go. We'll see how that goes. And hey, I want to appreciate you coming in and talking with us for a few minutes. So it's always good. And I think I'll hopefully see you this weekend in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'll be there this weekend. And, you know, we got our little party Saturday for the semifinals at Desi Vegas. And hopefully show up, watch the semifinal games there.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, Mitch. All right, man.
Take care. That was John Brady, and I would just say I like you know, not only because I bet Villanova, so I've invested a monetary interest or financial interest, I think Jay Wright's the better coach. So I think I got the better coach. I'm not as gung-ho on Bill Self as Mr. Brady said. You know, he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach, so we'll see how that goes. And then I just think, you know, Duke, Carolina, I just think, you know, it's this thing with Duke. I wish Arkansas would have beaten them and got rid of them. I wish Texas Tech would have beaten them. I mean, it's just like, you just, Coach K just does these things, and that's the way it goes. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
This is Jed Darensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574. Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
All
All right, we're back for the final segment. Again, we want to remind everybody we're hosted by the Hilton Downtown Convention Center Boulevard, the Spirits Bar, and they have that great restaurant there, Drago's, right next door, right off Porges and Convention Center Boulevard, so we mention them. Last guest is Gary Smith with The Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, before we get to the Pelicans, I want to ask you quickly about the Final Four. I just talked to John Brady. I've got... But, you know, I'm a little biased because I bet Villanova before the tournament to win the national championship at 25-1. And I think they got the better coach. I don't, you know, John Brady and I were just debating that between Bill Self and Jay Wright. I don't think there's any question Jay Wright's the better coach. They're a 4-point underdog or 4.5. I love Villanova plus the points, but I think Villanova's going to win the game. So what are your thoughts on the first game, Villanova versus Kansas?
Well, one, you're lucky that you still have your pick because Houston outplayed Villanova and somehow went 1-for-20 from three-point range. I've never seen a team, I think, in my life go 1-for-20 from three-point range, but they held Villanova to 27% shooting. So I wouldn't be too confident in any team that shot 27% from the floor in their previous round. They are incredibly well coached. They're just, I think Kansas is going to beat them. The other concern is one of Villanova's starters suffered a torn ACL torn Achilles with less than a minute left in that game, so they're going to be shorthanded, and they only played seven players in the entire game against Houston. I actually like your pick going in because Villanova, with Wright as a coach and as good as they play defense and the way they shoot free throws, if you're getting them at 25-1, those are pretty good odds. But I just don't think this team has it. If Houston could have made any shots whatsoever, Villanova wouldn't even be playing in the Final Four right now.
Well,
defense,
you got to give Villanova some credit on defense, and also. You know, Jay Wright's won twice before. He knows how to win big games.
Yeah, he does know how to win, but those teams were a lot better than this team. Those teams were fun to watch. This team's like watching paint dry.
I mean,
that's the difference. But look, I will say he's an unbelievable coach. I mean, his teams, and again, this team is so much more limited than his previous teams, but here they are in the Final Four, and they've barely trailed. They have not trailed for 1 second in the second half of any of their four games to this point. I'm concerned. I'm not sure how key the guy is that tore his Achilles, but when you're only playing seven players and you're down to, you know, somebody's gonna have to play that doesn't normally play.
Well, you know what Sean Payton says, next man up, right? Next man up.
Yeah,
but Gillespie's a star. Yeah. I mean, they do have Gillespie's
a
star.
He's good. Yeah, and Kansas and Houston is a terrific defensive team. Joe Gillespie only made one shot against Houston, but it was it was the one time Houston cut it to two, and Gillespie goes down and hits a key shot to put him up four, and that was really the only time Houston was right in range to catch up. And he won't face the same type of defense against Kansas that he faced. I wasn't that impressed with them going into the tournament, but I was definitely impressed with their second half yesterday. They were down six, and then they ended up winning by 20 plus.
Yeah.
And I do think Bill Self's a good coach, but I'd put Jay Wright. I don't care what coach is going up against Jay Wright. I think I'd give Jay Wright the edge.
Yeah. And Kansas did not look good in the Sweet 16. They were lucky to get out of that game. And I know they looked better in the second half against Miami. The other game, I think you just got to go. I hate to throw this word out and say it just almost looks preordained, and I'm always pulling against Duke, but I just think, and then Carolina just beat them at the end of the season. I just don't see, I'd rather see Carolina win. I just see Duke winning that game.
Yeah. I think so. I don't have any credibility in that department, though, because other than their first round game, I've been thinking Carolina was going to, I didn't think they were going to lose to St. Peter's, but I thought it was going to be a close game. I didn't buy Carolina when people were talking about them as dangerous after they blew out Marquette in their first round, and they proved me wrong. But Duke, early in the year, I saw Duke play Gonzaga. Duke looked like they might be the best team in the country. Then they never looked like that again. But in the tournament, they've looked like it, and they've simply got better players than North Carolina does. So I agree. I have a hard time believing that after losing to North Carolina and laying an egg in their home finale under Mike Krzyzewski, that they'll have any type of a performance like that again. I think Duke has a clear edge in that.
Yeah, and I bet my other team was UCLA. I was very disappointed. UCLA was right there at the end of the game, and they just. They had him, and they didn't.
Carolina misses a three, and a guy makes an incredible save out of bounds, and it happens to go right to the hottest player on the floor, who hits a three to tie it up. It looked UCLA looked like they were in control in that game.
And yeah, so no, I just said they didn't finish the game. So now the Pelicans won a nice game. They got a little bit of a break because LeBron got hurt, and LeBron probably is going to miss a game or so. And now San Antonio's going to beat Houston tonight, so we're going to have three teams for two spots within a game of each other. And it's possible, and you and I have been talking the last few weeks about the Lakers and the Pelicans, it's possible that the Spurs might get in with the Pelicans.
I mean, it is possible. And I'm not sure. I read that the Spurs have the tiebreaker on the Lakers. I actually don't think that's true because I was wasting time looking that stuff up last night. But either way, the way the Lakers are playing, they're not. and as you mentioned, with LeBron getting banged up, it could happen. Pelicans haven't had a lot of success against the Spurs this year, particularly. But I definitely think the Pelicans would take their chances again in a one game against the Spurs than a one game against LeBron.
Well, I mean, and I know this: the Pelicans still have to play the Lakers. They have a 4-game road trip coming up, and to me, it's like LeBron does not want to lose. I know he's that kind of guy, but it's like what does it even matter for the Lakers if they don't make the playoffs? They have to reset, retool. Probably bring in a lot of different pieces. What does it matter? They're not going to realistically have any chance anyway if they get in the play-in. And I feel the same way about the other two teams. But the Pelicans want that positive vibe coming out of it. So they're going to try. And I think the Spurs are going to try. But I could see the Lakers saying, let's just wait till next year. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers don't make it. If they lose to the Pelicans in L.A., I think they're done. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it could happen, and you're right. The Pelicans have the most incentive. I mean, the Spurs do too, but they're not young. It's a little different situation there. If the Pelicans get into the play-in, they would have a real chance to win too, and actually get into the main draw. They'd have no chance against the Suns if that happened. But that would be a huge victory for them if they were able to.
Status of? They're saying that Zion's practicing. What are you hearing about Zion?
I don't think they want to play him this year. He obviously does want. I mean, I don't think he tweets out his whole Instagram thing of him dunking and all of that if he didn't want to get on the court. But at this late stage with this few games left, I don't think he's going to end up playing for them this year. And I mean, unless he's truly medically cleared and they really feel confident that he can have no setbacks, I don't think he's playing for this team this year.
Maybe we'll just see. To try to create some buzz or more excitement around the Pelicans. Maybe that's why some of that stuff's coming out.
Yeah.
That's possible. Maybe to sell tickets. Maybe the NBA wants that. Who knows? The different theories on that. But the Pelicans impressed me. I know LeBron was hurt. And then he just struggled in the second half. But they did have a over 20-point lead, which they say is the largest lead that the Lakers had and lost the game. So you got to give the Pelicans credit for that.
Yeah, and especially coming off a disappointing loss the night before, where what was a more important game for them in the sense that they could have, if they'd have beaten San Antonio, they would have had the tiebreaker on San Antonio and a 3-game lead, and they would have basically clinched a spot in the play-in tournament. For them to bounce back after a disappointing loss like that and a horrendous start like they had last night showed some toughness.
Well, if they would have lost that Lakers game last night and the Spurs win tonight against Houston, which they should, they would be tied right now. So that was a big win for the Pelicans, so we'll see how that goes. But if you had to pick today, I'm saying if LeBron is really going to be limited, I could see the Spurs and Pelicans getting the last two spots. But that all depends on LeBron's health, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's the way I would lean to at this point. Again, like you say, it depends on LeBron and what are his goals at this point, and how much does he really care about? Does he think his team has a chance to do something if they get in? They don't, but if he thinks they do, then he'll give his A game.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. That was Gary Smith with The Advocates. I want to thank all my great guests that were on with us. Of course, we had Laura Tennyson, Director of Communications with the CAC. Their party is fundraiser, which raises money for great programs. Everything that goes on there at Contemporary Arts Center. It's April 1st. This Friday, 7 o'clock, patron, 8 o'clock is the ball. Goes all the way to midnight. That's on Camp Street, 900 Camp Street. We want to thank Gary Smith from The Advocate, John Hendricks, Sports Illustrated, The Saints, and, of course, Gary Smith with The Advocate. Have a great week again. I got Villanova and Duke, and hopefully Villanova wins the national championship. We'll talk to you Monday before the championship game.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall
today. For the best
today,
in politics and news of the day, catch Jeff Carrier and call in Monday through Friday from 7 to 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man now. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Joe Pepe and New York Life Insurance Company. They are a Fortune 500 company and have been in business for over 150 years, currently hiring entry-level life insurance agents and financial planners in the metropolitan New Orleans area. They provide investment opportunities and peace of mind for their clients. Call them.